President Trump will soon be back in court in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and he might speak out again, calling his first criminal trial persecution or a witch hunt as they keep selecting a jury and they need 11 more.
Judge Juan Merchan will ask those who believe they're not can't be fair or impartial to raise their hands. And those who do raise their hands and say no, that they can't judge the president fairly, they will be excused. One juror who's already been picked said, quote, I don't know the man and I don't have opinions about him personally.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court, the former president charged with falsifying records over 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. President Biden will campaign in Philadelphia, where at least 15 Kennedy family members plan to endorse him instead of their relative, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running for president against Biden and Trump as an independent. At Columbia University,
there is only one solution!
Those were pro-Palestinian protesters last night. Some students have set up a Gaza solidarity encampment, and police from New York City on campus this morning making arrests. Google has fired 28 employees who staged a sit-in anti-Israel protest at Google offices in New York and California.
The tech giant dismissed them after an investigation found they were involved in the protests, which were unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened. A spokesperson for the group that organized the protests, No Tech for Apartheid, disputed that all 28 participated in the protests this week.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The House could vote this weekend on additional military aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans oppose it so much they're threatening to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson for even holding a vote. In Germany, two suspected Russian spies arrested.
German prosecutors say one of the two men arrested had declared himself willing to carry out bomb and arson attacks, an attempt to sabotage aid for Ukraine. We're told he gathered information on potential targets, including U.S. military facilities.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
The head of Homeland Security will be at the Senate next hour, but not for a trial. Alejandro Mayorkas will testify at a budget hearing for his department the day after Senate Democrats dismissed House Republicans' impeachment case that alleged Mayorkas has ignored border laws allowing record illegal immigration.
Republicans scrambled in vote after vote to keep the impeachment trial alive, even after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated he would move to dismiss the two articles of impeachment.
My Democratic colleagues will not allow us to go into closed session to talk about the absurdity of this.
The Senate is
I move that we adjourn.
In that case, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy was asking until May 1st, but Leader Schumer argued,
I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
After they adjourned, Republicans called it unprecedented that they failed to hold an impeachment trial. Earlier in the day, Schumer said it was going to be the least legitimate impeachment trial ever. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More abortion anger at Arizona's legislature.
In a 30-30 vote tie with one Republican in support, a measure to repeal an 1864 near total ban on abortions failed in Arizona's House.
The Republicans today turned their backs on the vast majority of Arizonans, Democrats, Republicans, and independents who want this law repealed immediately.
Democrat State House Minority Assistant Leader Oscar De Los Santos noting the ban has no exceptions for rape or incest. The state Supreme Court upholding the ban last week. It remains on hold but could take effect in June. Several GOP lawmakers have criticized it, but Republicans in the state House who hold a 31-29 majority have repeatedly blocked attempts to repeal it. Many say doing so feels rushed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We just got an update on unemployment showing the same number of first-time claims last week as the week before, 212,000. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University Avenue ramps leading to and from I-74 in Urbana are going to be unavailable to drivers for the next 4 months. IDOT announcing that the ramps at exit 185 are closed as of yesterday morning in order to rehabilitate the bridge over the highway. In addition, westbound I-74 will be reduced to one lane at the interchange. Be sure to slow down in construction zones. For Illinois Wesleyan University breaking fundraising records, a record-breaking $2.7 million raised by thousands of Titan supporters who donated to benefit the university during All In for Wesleyan. April 9th, the previous record, $2.6 million, it was set last year. Registrations open for a countywide residential electronics collection event in Champaign County next month. Takes place May 18 at Parkland College. To attend, residents of participating Champaign County communities must register online. A list of accepted and not accepted items can be found on the registration website. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Moore.
All right, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. 806 ESPN 93.5. All of our guests on the Tavern's Towing phone line. Our text line's always there for you. Fisher National Bank text line, 217-359-2255. Our meteorologist is Greg Solier, and we got a little cooler skies. Is something you said to the south, maybe, but... Again, no complaints here on this desk, my friend.
Yeah, well, back to the west and southwest of us with some stronger storms entering and actually exiting the Kansas City area. So, yeah, to the south of us this afternoon, we may be looking at a weather watch, maybe as close to it as Arthur or Sullivan and Charleston Mattoon on southward. We think just more garden variety showers and a rumble of thunder from Champaign on northward and about a quarter to a half inch. So that'll kind of re-muddy up the back 40 out there after some modest improvement around here of late. We'll get into some full-fledged significant drying, and then the following week here out the next 2 weeks, significantly warmer air. So that's kind of a win-win for everyone, whether you're doing stuff in the backyard, the back 40, getting things ramped up for the planting season, all that looking pretty favorable going forward here, beginning the weekend after a little frost patch or two. 50s across the board generally, with a reading ranging from 51 up at the Kankakee, actually closer to 60 at St. Louis. The light rain is close to Galesburg, Macomb, down to Quincy, and the showers pick up as you cross the river into northern Missouri and Iowa. So all that coming away, ETA sometime between about 11 and 1 from southwest to northeast. And again, maybe some stronger storms to the south of Champaign County before the rains get here, up around 70 to 72 and dropping back a little bit with the south wind developing. Showers, a couple of thunderstorms around early on tonight, down to the mid-40s tomorrow. Partly sunny, breezy, much cooler, just 58 tomorrow. We'll level off near 40 tomorrow night. Weekend forecast is dry, partly cloudy Saturday at 56. Lots of sun and 57 on Sunday. There may be a frost patch of the morning in a couple of spots, then largely broad brush, 60s by day, upper 30s and 40s at night. The only mention of rain in the forecast for next week is late Monday into early Tuesday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
So how much smoking marijuana is too much? Well, daily marijuana smokers, daily now, apparently, according to the American Heart Association, face a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. Board certified in family medicine, author of 8 books on wellness, Dr. Jill Wagner, otherwise kind of a slacker in your career, aren't you, Jill?
I am. Just sitting around listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's all I do.
Hey, nice to have you on in Dallas, Texas this morning. It's Dr. Jill Wagner. All right, so is that true? Do you think that's correct? I mean, that's what the Heart Association says.
Well, you know, I looked at the study, very interesting study, but it was smoking only, and it was not a head-to-head with tobacco smoke. They found that the risk with smoking marijuana was for heart disease, cardiovascular diseases was increased. So there were a couple of things about this study that I found interesting. One is that it's smoking marijuana and not looking at consuming marijuana in other ways. So I think that's a thing that when you start to delve into that, you can find some information that opposes it in a way. And then the other thing is that most of the smokers were relatively young. So that's an interesting part of the study as well.
Okay. If I were to say Dr. Wagner, MD, is it better for me to drink too much or smoke too much? Or are they about the same? What would you say?
I would say they were about the same. They were terrible. And But I think that when you look at things like marijuana and some of the other things that are used for some medicinal purposes as well, it's important for us to tell people it matters how you consume it. You know, do you take it orally? Do you rub it on your body? You know, what do you do? And do you smoke it? Smoking is always a no-no.
Okay. And does it have the, you know, cancer? I mean, when we're doing cigarettes, secondhand smoke, all that, wouldn't mm-hmm. that apply to marijuana as well? Secondhand smoke can be good for that.
Yeah, it applies to anything that you are inhaling. For instance, we know that young people who grow up in urban areas, because there's more air pollution, have more asthma. You know, there are more respiratory things that happen to them in long term can affect their overall health. So I think that whenever you're talking about smoking anything, it has been established, we are aware of those risk and the damage that it can do long term.
It's legal in Illinois, and I guess the dispensaries take cash, so you see like guards right with guns.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I have zero pushback for medicinal purposes, but mm-hmm. I can't think it's a great direction as a habit. But I know it's very, very common, very, very popular. And
And recreational is, you know, whenever you're doing things recreationally and then they can turn into habitual consumption, that's always an issue. And I think that we are not doing our due diligence if we don't talk about those risks.
Yeah. Okay. I've had addicts tell me this is a gateway drug. Do you agree with that?
For some people, and when you say gateway, I think anything can be a gateway, because people who tend to try to soothe themselves or self-medicate, they are self-medicating for a reason. Mm. And so those reasons can sometimes be very complicated and very complex. And so they go to bigger and stronger things to try to fix what the issue is. I think that's always an issue.
Okay, so it's more propensity toward that. Sex addicts, gamblers, those. They're scratching something else. They're trying to make. So you're talking psychological, psychiatry kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so why are you a doctor?
You know, I'm one of those weird people. I always wanted to be one. Grew up in the 60s, and everybody said I should be a nurse because I was a girl, and I was just one of those folk who said, well, I don't think you have that right. Nursing is noble, not just for me, but just always had an interest in science and the body, and did not understand why everybody else wasn't excited about it like I was.
So awesome. And so you pursued this dream and goal, and you had great support, mm-hmm. and did you have great examples in your life?
Believe it or not, very few examples for medicine, but examples for just going for your dreams and your success. And I think that you can apply that to anything, anywhere. If you want to be a great football player or basketball player or a radio personality, whatever you want to do, if you have those basic ingredients that it takes to get a dream, pursue the dream, and do the steps to get there, I think that just serves you well.
You have, at least by your voice, quite the bedside manner. You have a genuine, a very genuineness to you, Jill, that is very, very real. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I just love people, and I think that we're having a human experience. And if we deal with people human to human, if people know that you care about them, that's, you're halfway there.
Well, we're trying to love God, love people in this life. That's what I'm trying to do anyway. Yeah. So anyway, absolutely. How can people find Dr. Jill Wagner? It's spelled W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R. If they wanted to connect with you in any way, how would they do that?
I am on, my website is askdrjill.net. Just Ask Dr. Jill, no periods in there anywhere, askdrjill.net. And I'm on all the socials at Ask Dr. Jill.
Well, sorry you only wrote 8 books. Gosh, what a shame.
I know, I'm slacking.
Are you?
It's that Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I love that you know that. I love that you know that. Can I get all your stuff on Amazon? Is that correct?
Yes, and well, a lot of it is through my website.
Let's go to your website. We make more money on that. What's your website?
Ask. drjill.net.
That's why I'm not a doctor. I have no memory. I can't remember things. Yeah. Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for being on. Appreciate it, Jill. Thanks so much, doctor.
Have a terrific day.
You as well, Dr. Jill Wagner. Don't you like her? Man. 8:15, ESU News, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on, man. All right, we jump to morning sports. It is 8:15. Diane is busy this morning, emceeing over 150 area high school students gathering at First Christian Church, ready for the real world. She'll do a great job with that. And that's also where we are leaving for our Cardinal bus trip. I think I have 10 or 12 seats left. And listen, the ticket price is high. It's a Saturday. It's inflation. It's bus drivers. It's the whole thing. And so we're in a suite, and we enjoyed it so much. Last year, I think we're not in the same suite, but it's like next door. So those of you who went on that trip. Anyway, if you are interested in our bus trip, it is June 22nd. We are leaving from that same church where Diane is today. First Christian Church, Estalian Church. And we're going to leave at 9 a.m. on Saturday, June 22nd. We're going to all be in a suite. It's one bus, all suites. That means all the food and drink are included in your price, all your comfortable bus moments. We're in a nice Timmy Tours bus down to St. Louis. So all of that included, if you are interested in joining us, you can text in 217-359-2255. Just text me bus, and I'll get you the paragraph of information. You can make a choice, but 10 or 12 seats remain. Love to fill it up and love you to go. It'll be a wonderful day. You sit back and enjoy the day and watch the Cardinals play the San Francisco Giants. All right, not so good yesterday in Oakland. Oakland Alameda, California. Oakland Alameda Coliseum. The last game the Cardinals ever played there. I think that's where the old Raiders played. I mean, it was a historic kind of a stadium. Raiders now, of course, moved to Vegas, and so is Oakland. They're going to go to Sacramento, believe it or not, for a couple of years while they get it ready for the Oakland A's out of Las Vegas. But here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals have a day off today, and they split the road trip, winning three games, losing three. They lost 2 out of 3 in Arizona, 1 2 out of 3 in Oakland, yet they managed to score only 3 runs in each game in Oakland, winning 2 out of 3. The A's won yesterday 6-3.
They lost the final game of the road trip, the final game of the series, and the final game that they will play in Oakland Coliseum, as the Cardinals just couldn't get enough runs. They got 3 runs in the game, had chance to get some more. Steven Matz picked up the loss on the Cardinals side.
Steven Matz has had trouble in the 5th inning, both starts on the road trip.
He was pitching well until that inning, a 3 spot for Oakland. They just kind of scratched and clawed, and they were not to be swept.
Now the Cardinals come home to play a 3-game series with the Brewers and then 3 against Arizona. A chance to see the Brewers, who have been off to a good start.
And I'm excited to have an interdivision series. I really love those. Milwaukee's off to a good start. They've got a tough lineup.
And we'll be on the air tomorrow night from Busch Stadium at 6:20.
Yeah, Cardinals are just struggling to score runs, as they mentioned. So Cubbies win 5-3 in Arizona. That's impressive. They beat the National League champions 2 out of 3 on their home field. The Bulls win. They keep it going. They'll get Miami next. Ayodele Sumu had 19 points as a starter for the Chicago Bulls. So Io coming into his own. No change on the Illinois basketball team overnight. We got 4 new people. And we didn't lose anybody else. So what do we have lost? Sincere, Armani, Dane, and not sure if anything else will happen with that or not, and I don't think anybody knows. All right, ESPN 93.5, want to check your weather. Weather brought to you by Kurt Lenshaw, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Kurt Lenshaw and State Farm is there. We'll be right back. It is 8:19.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Benning vicinity and a pretty quiet start to the day. Next weather system, though, already knocking on the door west of the Illinois. Quick increase in cloud cover here for this morning. And by afternoon, a couple of showers, even a thunderstorm or two. There's a potential, by the way, for areas south of Champaign County close to I-70 to see a couple strong and severe storms bearing some hail. Highs to about 72 today. Temperatures may drop a bit as those rains move on through. Winds from the northeast to east coming around southerly. Some showers and thunderstorms around first part of tonight, low down to 46. Tomorrow, breezy, much cooler, partly sunny in 58, bottoming out near 44 tomorrow. Forecast, partly cloudy, cool for the day Saturday at 56, maybe a frost patch Sunday morning. Highs up to 57 later in the day. Then temperatures heading back into the 60s much of next week. Maybe a shower in here for late Monday into early Tuesday next week. But overall, a drier weather pattern with temperatures close to seasonal norms. Signs of a bigger warm-up slated for the following week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week held steady at 212,000. That's below expectations of 215,000 and points to continued labor market strength. Claims have been bouncing around in the range of between 194,000 and 225,000 this year. That's a low level which hasn't been consistently reached since the 60s, when the population was much smaller. Continuing claims rose 2,000 from the revised number the previous week to 1.81 million. Some closely watched stocks today. Taiwan Semiconductor, which is down despite beating revenue and profit expectations in the first quarter. Also, Alaska Airlines, which is higher after forecasting second quarter growth and full year earnings well ahead of estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.3% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
According to the Stevie J all-time high school referees, Mark Schultz is number one. Mark, really? Wow.
Wow. That's great.
Ranking's gone up.
I'm very flattered about that. Thank you.
It is our friend Mark Schultz, Urbana Park District. Little Earth Day coming up Saturday, right?
That's right. Saturday at Crystal Lake Park from 1 to 4 p.m., lots of fun activities out there, good parking, and again, Crystal Lake Park in Urbana, that's in the shadow of Carl Hospital. We're going to have food trucks out there, bike parking and safety checks, thrift table, honeysuckle crafting, community art projects, bubbles, kids love those bubbles. Out there, face painting. Our Urbana Mobile Recreation Unit will be there, and we'll also have music featuring Afro D and Global Soundwave. So, great day. The weather is supposed to be really good. maybe bring a windbreaker, but hey, we're going to be good.
Well, it looks like sunshine 54, which I don't know if you get. I mean, that's a nice, cool feel that won't be hot, won't be cold. It'll be great. Very, very nice, the sunshine and stuff. Yeah,
and the park is greening up beautiful, beautiful green in the park these days.
Got to mow every 4 days, don't you? Man.
Well, yeah, with all the rain, yeah.
But it's bring the kids. This is all free, right? I mean, yikes.
All free. Yep. Every last thing is free. It's a great chance for the kids to get out, get some fresh air, walk through the park, have a lot of different tables and different fun events for them, and some fun events for the adults, too, and a chance maybe to learn a little bit about how you can go green at home.
Earth Day, April 20, Crystal Lake Park, 206 West Park. Do they still have my whale out there? Is that still going?
No, not there. Not there. I don't know. Actually, I need to check and see where the whale is.
Used to call him that in the 60s, you know, back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do you need help with summer camps? What's going on with all that?
Oh, yeah. We're always hiring. Urbanaparks.org/jobs. We're hiring camp counselors, helpers. We also need some customer service representatives at the pool. Pool opens Memorial Day weekend. Always hiring lifeguards. Always a job at Urbana Park District, urbanaparks.org/jobs.
How are you guys doing with that? I mean, the people tell me the younger folks aren't as excited to work. I don't know. Are you finding you're filling your spots fine or always need?
Well, we're finding people who want to work, which is good. They're seasonal summer work, but always need room for more.
Mark Schultz, how old are your kids? Like 8, 9, 10? What are they? I mean, my goodness, time's flown.
Julia is finishing up her freshman year in college.
What?
And my son, yes. And my son, Ben, is a sophomore.
Are you kidding?
I wish I was.
Mark, we've known each other well. Where's the time going, man? What?
I was just thinking while on hold, this August it'll be 27 years that I've been in the area.
My goodness. Mark Schultz, Renaissance man, good guy. Listen, hope it goes well with Earth Day. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. You guys have a great day.
You as well. Mark Schultz from Urbana Park District, urbanaparks.org. You can get a job if you'd like one. In fact, I can probably say that about a lot of companies. What do you have to be? Willing. I mean, I 100% of the people I talk to are like, and everybody's got a story. And you're going, wow, what happened? I think COVID messed us up a lot. And we're in an age of flexibility. If you want to tap into the talent, you got to be flexible. Let them work at home some. Yeah, that's kind of the new formula. The 8-to-5 cubicle thing, that's gone. So don't expect that. You got to change with what's happening. As long as you can get the talent out of them to produce and to help you be better, that's what you're looking for. You just got to let them go. Let them be a little flexible. It's okay. It's just what we're needing to give them now. The worker generally, I mean, does anybody know 5 days a week besides radio? We kind of have to be here. But no, I know there are a lot of companies flexible, and you just got to tap into the talent because there's plenty of talent. You just got to get them to want to work for you. Okay, we'll be right back. News is next. Our smoke man, our pit master coming up.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection, and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.3% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-3855.
I'm Chris Foster. Jury selection resumes this morning at former President Trump's trial in New York. Seven jurors chosen so far.
One juror who's already been picked said, quote, I don't know the man and I don't have opinions about him personally. I certainly follow the news. I'm aware there are other lawsuits out there, but I'm not sure that I know anyone's character. One juror who was excused called Trump, quote, fascinating and mysterious.
Fox's Eric Shawn. In another part of New York City, police are arresting pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University.
They're calling this the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, and they say it's to show support of Palestine while demanding an end to the university's, quote, alleged complicity in genocide. Since this student-led occupation, at least three other demonstrations formed near the university in support, all raging on despite orders from the school to evacuate.
Fox's Brooke Singman. A volcano eruption forces the evacuation of hundreds of people in Indonesia in a remote island village. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign Fire is canvassing two neighborhoods that have recently suffered fires. Crews testing smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and installing new alarms at homes that need them. Firefighters going door to door in the 1300 block of Joanne Lane. That took place yesterday. The same in the 4800 block of West Windsor Road from 2 to 3:30. Decatur teacher pleading not guilty after being arrested for sexual assault earlier this month. Allie Barfield, the 34-year-old substitute accused of predatory criminal sexual assault against one of her sixth grade students, pleading not guilty in court yesterday. Predatory criminal sexual assault is a Class X felony. University of Illinois police investigating an attempted sexual assault at a fraternity house. It happened this past Saturday. Police say they were alerted yesterday to the attempted sexual assault from a campus security authority. Officials haven't revealed the frat house where that incident took place. Again, please continue this investigation. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Vicinity, and a pretty quiet start to the day. Next weather system, though, already knocking on the door west of the Illinois. Quick increase in cloud cover here for this morning, and by afternoon, a couple of showers, even a thunderstorm or two. There's a potential, by the way, for areas south of Champaign County, close to I-70, to see a couple strong and severe storms bearing some hail. Highs to about 72 today. Temperatures may drop a bit as those rains move on through. Winds from the northeast to east coming around southerly. Some showers and thunderstorms around first part part of tonight, low down to 46. Tomorrow, breezy, much cooler, partly sunny in 58. Bottoming out near 40 for tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, partly cloudy, cool for the day Saturday at 56. Maybe a frost patch Sunday morning. Highs up to 57 later in the day. Then temperatures heading back into the 60s. Much of next week, maybe a shower in here for late Monday into early Tuesday next week. But overall, a drier weather pattern with temperatures close to seasonal norms. Signs of a bigger warm-up slated for the following week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill.
And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Yes, when last we met, we were cleaning our grill. We had somebody check in with me about the thingamaflugi you told us about last week on how to make that thing. Anyway, it's called what, evaporust is what you said?
Yeah, evaporust is what you can soak the grates in and get them all cleaned up, get the rust off of them.
Yeah. Okay, so I would take, let them soak in that evaporust, get a little pan thing you told me last week, and of course, forgot about it. And so do I go to Farm and Fleet around here? Because Tractor Supply I don't have, so maybe a Farm and Fleet might have that.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, any kind of those farm and home stores would carry that.
Okay. All right, so today I'm starting my smoker. I'm starting my grill. Is that what we're teaching me today?
Yeah, the beginning of any good flavor barbecue is with the fire. The smoke and the fire are an ingredient that gives that flavor to the food, and that's where you got to start. Good fire. First thing is, if you have any lighter fluid, throw it away. Do not use it.
Wait a minute.
Or dispose
of
it properly.
How dare you, sir? That's called Girl Scout water. Come on, man. What? How could I possibly?
Yeah,
I squirt the heck out of it, man. It goes woof, and I'm a genius.
Yeah. Well, I've had to learn the hard way, go through the learning curve. My dad used to start campfires with gear lube. So
wait a minute. I've not heard that one, but it worked.
So
didn't it? It got it going.
Yeah, but it smelled really funky for a while.
I bet it did. That's so funny.
But you don't want that lighter fluid smell or flavor on your food. So what we use are a product called tumbleweeds. They look like little bales of hay. It's a paraffin-soaked straw, and they get you a good... I want to use a chimney product and use lump charcoal. It burns hotter and cleaner than your briquette products.
So what is lump charcoal? I'm not familiar with lump.
It's actually just the limbs and branches of trees that they've turned into. It's just a pure charcoal product.
Where would you buy that?
Well, the first thing is, what kind are you buying? We use B&B, but Royal Oak has a decent product out there. There are a lot of competitions that give us samples of Royal Oak. We don't use them very much. I just give them to other people. But Farm and Fleet has B&B products. They've also got char logs, which we use for heat through the process. But that lump charcoal gives you your best barbecue, in my opinion.
Okay, and what about the stuff you started with the paraffin or whatever you said? Where's that?
Tumbleweed. And they work great. You can get those. Royal Oak makes those as well.
Okay.
I don't know where to buy those. I get them given to me. So.
Well, because you're a big-time guy. You're number one in brisket making in the United States. That's what I have here, man. I mean, it's right here in the ratings. You're number one, man.
Now, I have seen them at Dollar General. And
tumbleweed.
Sometimes they're like $2. Yeah, they're like $2 a box. And so
somebody's going to say I don't sell marijuana. They're going to say
just grab them all.
They're just going to say I don't smoke. I don't sell marijuana here, sir. Tumbleweed. So,
they work great. When we were at your place a couple of weeks ago, the wind was howling about 40 miles an hour, and I was concerned about starting the fire. I just weeds. Underneath a chimney full of charcoal, and it started right up. I didn't have any problems at all.
Gotcha. The chimney thing, I've seen Christian use it for his green egg. He starts it with that little chimney thing. That works really well. So,
well, Christian's, you got some smart kids.
That's exactly right. They take after my wife, Janet.
So. Now, Nathaniel's on today was talking about running in the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
You know, my age and as bad as my knees are, I'm not running unless something's chasing me. And, you know, I go back and people say, well, it's healthy to run. And I said, no, it's not. Jim Fix wrote the book of running, and he died of a heart attack while running at age 52.
Kind of ironic, so, I guess. I remember that.
Yeah. So I don't, if I want to move fast outside, I'm getting on a Dixie chopper.
Well, there you go, because that would probably be better than those knees, right? I
mean, yeah, Dixie chopper is easy on the knees, and it mows fast, gives me plenty of time to barbecue.
Well, the big thing about a Dixie chopper at Dedicated Diesel is that you can fix it, or oil change, all the things you're supposed to do with these things. You go buy them at a big box store, the TM isn't working there anymore. I mean, you don't have the thing. And anything like that that costs thousands of dollars, you got to have your guy. And you got Andy, you got your guy.
I got my guy. Yeah. And he'll put Lucas Oil products. We have those available at Dedicated Diesel. He'll put those in your Dixie chopper and make it run great.
Okay.
No, we're on a pretty busy street down here in Terre Haute, and I see the commercial guys going by all the time, and the guys with these off brands or other brands will be just flying down the street speeding. I mean, the speed limit in front of our office is 30, and they're going 50, 55.
You're kidding me. Wow.
Then I got a special guy with two Dixie choppers on a trailer going by. He's just cruising along at the speed limit because he's not in a big rush to get to his next job, because once he gets there, he's mowing faster.
There you go. Okay.
There's a practical application to that.
So I got from the chimney to my Dixie chopper pretty quickly here. Do we have any deals on the Dixie chopper this week?
Just the best prices that you'll ever see.
Okay.
Still taking the $1,500 off of the
residential one, right?
HPs.
That's
a heck of a deal.
It is. And people can go see Andy there on Triumph Drive in Urbana and check one out, and probably let you ride one. Just check it out, see how it handles and stuff. I can't imagine going that fast without a helmet, you know. That's pretty fast.
You can wear a helmet. Nobody will stop you. They'll laugh at you, but they won't
exactly
stop you.
Yeah, the peer pressure. But if you're going quick like that, I can't believe a machine can go 40 and cut grass. I can't have our time.
Well, you're not going to run at 40 miles an hour and cut grass, but you're going to cut faster than you do with your Craftsman lawn tractor.
Do I 15? Can I go 15 or 20 mowing?
You can go 11 to 15.
Okay, 15 is pretty daggone quick. You're going to mow. How long for an acre if I have a 15-mile-an-hour Dixie chopper? It won't take me very long.
That all depends on the size of your deck and what mower you're using. I mean, you can mow up to 5 or 6 acres pretty easy an hour with a Dixie chopper.
That's nuts.
If it's flat and you're not mowing around a bunch of stuff.
It's good product, man. Good product. How about your driving at Gale Frerichs? You guys got enough drivers?
We are still looking for a driver or two. I had a young man yesterday from South Bend that has given his 2-week notice to his current company. And talked to him yesterday, and he's coming over. He's all excited. He wants to do some of the things that we're doing, and he really likes the pay structure of how we do things with the percentage pay. So the drivers really have a stake in what the company.
I thought you said one of your guys did a 2-week. This is a guy coming to you. That's awesome. Good news.
Yeah, this is a guy coming to me, woo-hoo! And he's given a 2-week notice to his current company.
I got you.
That takes up a truck, and we will have another one empty. And I'm in a kind of an awkward position here. We've got a lot of guys that have been here a long time, and they're getting to the point of where they're wanting to retire.
Uh-oh.
And that's a good problem to have, because you know you've got good guys that have been around a long time. But it's also a good option for a younger guy to come in, knowing that he's going to go somewhere where other people have thought well of the company to stay a long time.
Yeah, and plus he can get trained up by the best. That's easy. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so to recap, I can start it with that little chimney thing.
You want to get that in your firebox or in the bottom of your grill. And if you're just grilling, I mean, that's what you're going to cook with, is those hot coals. You'll let them get real hot in the chimney till it looks almost like a jet engine with flames coming out the top.
Yep.
You're smoking, you put that in your firebox, you'll start laying your wood in, and once the fire gets hot and that wood starts burning hot, your smoke will clear up and it will be, you won't be able to see it. And that's when you're cooking clean.
It's award-winning pitmaster, Tim Onsutt. All right, my friend, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the information.
Thank you, Stevie.
We'll talk soon, my friend. Next Thursday, I'll call.
That'll work.
Thank you, Tim Onsutt, Gelfrex Trucking and Dixie Chopper, an award-winning pitmaster, and he did get number one in brisket in a massive competition last summer. Great guy. Quarter till nine, ESB on 93.5. Introducing Logic Co-working, where productivity meets comfort. Elevate your work experience at the best co-worker facility in the area. With state-of-the-art amenities, high-speed internet, and a vibrant community, Logic Co-working is your ideal workplace. Enjoy flexible plans, ergonomic workspaces, and collaborative environments. Your perfect workspace is waiting for you, because at Logic Co-working, they're not just co-workers, they're collaborators. Visit logic.work for details. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, sports headlines. The Cardinals lose to Oakland. 5-3. Cardinals can't score more than three runs. Cubbies, very impressive. Go to Arizona, the National League champions last year, and they beat them 2 out of 3. They won yesterday. And they continue today. They got the Marlins this evening. We'll be on the pregame on US 105.9 at 6:05. The Cubs have some early season hope here going on with their brand new manager, Craig Counsell. The Bulls win. They advance. They get to play Miami to hang in there for the NBA playoffs. Io DeSumo had 19. And no changes from the Illinois basketball roster in the last 24 hours. There's a lot of guys out there still. And will Marcus Damask, will he truly have a shot to get a sixth year? Many say, probably not, but if you're supposed to play under 30% to have a chance at a red shirt, and at Southern when he was hurt, he played in 10 out of 26 games. But wait, there are five that were canceled. Does that get him under 30? Is that the number, or is it 33? Anyway, it's enough to hire lawyers and challenge and present to the NCAA. I would think that would be an amazing thing if Marcus Damask came back. He'd be my old guy. And the booty ball guy and experienced guy. That'd be awesome. Not counting on it. All right, we'll continue to track because that's a portal everyday thing now. Can't imagine. There's still plenty of huge talent out there, and I'm not sure what Brad's looking for to complete. Saturday scrimmage, Illinois football. We're here for the spring game. Was that 1 o'clock? Got to see Brett Bielema's team. I looked at the schedule. It's like, dang, we play Michigan here for the Red Grange thing. And they got to go to Oregon. What are they, top 10? Yeah, we add the Pac-10 people now. We have 18 in the Big Ten, so-called the Big Ten. 8:49, that's sports. We'll be back with weather next.
Hi, this is Donna Onstott with Gale Frerichs Trucking. I'm looking for Class A CDL drivers with 2 years' experience, less with military service. If you're looking for a team that cares about you, a positive work environment, and opportunities for personal growth, we're the company for you. We need drivers with high standards of customer service, focusing on cleanliness, courtesy, integrity, and honesty. GFT is hiring at $1,200 gross minimum a week, home every weekend, and some weeknights. Contact Tim O at gftlog.com or call 765-793-7131.
If you have something you'd rather do than mow the grass, whether you need a commercial or residential mower, go see Andy at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana for thousands off on your Excalibur Classic, Blackhawks, or Z2s. Call 217-328-0562.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana, vicinity, and a pretty quiet start to the day. Next weather system, though, already knocking on the door west of the Illinois. Quick increase in cloud cover here for this morning, and by afternoon, a couple of showers, even a thunderstorm or two. There's a potential, by the way, for areas south of Champaign County, close to I-70, to see a couple strong and severe storms bearing some hail. Highs to about 72 today. Temperatures may drop a bit as those rains move on through. Winds from the northeast to east coming around southerly. Some showers and thunderstorms around first part of tonight, low down to 46. Tomorrow, breezy, much cooler, partly sunny in 58. Bottoming out near 40 for tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, partly cloudy, cool for the day Saturday at 56. Maybe a frost patch Sunday morning. Highs up to 57 later in the day. Then temperatures heading back into the 60s. Much of next week, maybe a shower in here for late Monday into early Tuesday next week. But overall, a drier weather pattern with temperatures close to seasonal norms. Signs of a bigger warm-up slated for the following week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Cardinals off today. Cubs play over on US 105.9. If you want to follow the Cubbies, they'll be on with the Marlins. Pre-game is 6:05 this evening. If you're interested in our Cardinal bus trip, we're going June 22nd. We play the San Francisco Giants. Everything is covered. All you got to do is text in bus. I'll send you the details. We have 12 spots remain on our beautiful charter with all suite tickets, meaning we are in a private suite with all the food and beverage covered for you, no extra cost. Just text bus to 217-359-2255. Be happy to send you the information for your perusal. The boys will be on this afternoon. All the latest on the Illini, all the latest on baseball. It's Lonte and Derek Piper with Kyle Toss coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5 at the 3 o'clock hour, being replayed
in the 5 o'clock hour, which I find useful. If I miss part of that 3 o'clock hour, I catch up in the 5 o'clock drive home. All right. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow. Diane will return also with the show. Brother Johnny at 7:30 and other people to talk with that'll be of interest to you. I hope to talk to you then. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J from Champaign. Have a great Thursday.
Better banking experiences start with local people and local decision making. Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. We are a locally owned community bank that has served the area since 1955. Fisher National is rooted in the communities we serve. We pride ourselves on providing financial resources that match or better the mega banks. We are your friends and neighbors who are involved in your communities and take a vested interest in seeing our customers thrive and prosper. Offering a line of rewarding consumer-centric deposits, home mortgages, small business banking, and agricultural lending. There are no compromises banking local with Fisher National. Our convenient online and mobile tools are second to none. We'll work hard to meet your financial needs and earn your trust. Learn more about Fisher National at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
Tapman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Body and Soul has everything you need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit Body and Soul Sports.
Tired of trying to keep up with Old Man Jones and his perfect lawn? Spring Green knows that we can't all spend hours a day creating that perfect shade of green, killing off all that crabgrass, and making sure every insect in the neighborhood doesn't call your lawn home this year. At Spring Green, they take the hassle out of your lawn headache with services such as lawn fertilization, weed control, grub and insect control, lime treatments, and even bush and tree care. Let the experts at Spring Green help you this season. For more information, visit them at spring-green.com. Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed? Your drain lines don't work? Call us today. Have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
What is most important to you in your life? This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients like you realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.